Welcome to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Today's program opens with the unusual sound of the vibraphone, as played by Ukiah resident Mr. Oliver Shearer. Every so often we find extraordinary talent here in Ukiah, California. Mr. Oliver Shearer lives close to the studios of Radio Curious and has several claims to fame, playing with the greats of the golden age of jazz, Kenny Burrell, Art Tatum, and Charlie Parker, to name a few. Oliver has many of his own accomplishments, from training to be a doctor before turning to his natural aptitude for music, to composing his own symphony, singing, and playing vibraphone. Oliver Shearer plays the vibraphone in this piece entitled Stuffy, now playing in the background. And in this edition of Radio Curious, we will also hear some of his composition, the Full Circle Symphony, and some of his songs. We spoke with Oliver Shearer in the studios of Radio Curious in Ukiah, California, on March 2, 2009, when we began by asking him to describe what a vibraphone is and what makes its sound so special. Oliver Shearer, welcome to Radio Curious.
Thank you.
So the music that we are listening to in the background and the music that started our program today is played by you on a vibraphone. What's a vibraphone?
A vibraphone is an instrument that was used with Benny Goodman, with Don Hampton and Benny Goodman years ago. And to my knowledge, Lionel Hampton was the first one to use the vibraphone. And then Red Norvo came right after Lionel Hampton, as I recall it, where the only two vibraphone players that I heard of until I ran into Milt Jackson, and Milt Jackson introduced me to my teacher. And my teacher is Phil Krause. And Phil Krause is the director of the Texas Symphony Orchestra.
What does a vibraphone look like?
Well, in some quarters, people say it looks like a xylophone, and it looks like a marimba, but those are wooden instruments. And the vibraphones, it stands up on legs like a xylophone. It has three octaves, usually.
And it's played with small mallets?
It's played with mallets. And the correct way to play the vibraphone is to use four mallets, but most people use two mallets.
One in each hand?
Yes.
So when you play it with four, you hit two notes at a time with each striking?
You hit four notes.
Four notes at a time?
You hit a chord. You hit chords if you want to.
So, Oliver, how old were you when you learned to play the vibraphone?
Oh, I guess I would be safe to say I didn't really learn until I was about 27 years old to play the vibraphone.
And that was after you had almost a career in medicine.
Yes, yes.
What happened? What led you to music from medicine? They're both complicated, wonderful areas.
Well, my devotion to the medical world was mostly because of my upbringing. Didn't have a father, and I was told I was blessed with healing. That's what I like to do. And I just adopted that and went on for that. And I was pretty much sold on that in college until I met my zoology teacher, and she just turned me away from it. You know, I don't know whether she was the cause of it, but it was the only thing that I could say that would make me turn away abruptly like I did. But I had help. I had met Clifford Brown, and Clifford Brown had shown me what to do, you know.
Tell us about Clifford Brown.
Clifford Brown. It's so much to tell about him, and yet he was such a quiet man. When he first came into me, met me, he called me his big brother. And that you know, sort of swelled my head, really.
That was an interesting title for you to have, because you were the youngest child of how many? Six?
Of 12.
Of 12.
I was the youngest of 12.
And then you were the big brother.
And then I was his big brother. And I liked it. And he was such a clean young man. He didn't smoke. He did not drink. He did not curse. And he was no religious.
So when you met Clifford Brown, when was that in relationship to playing the vibraphone and being so involved in music for so much of your life?
Okay. Well, I was mixed up with the vibraphone because there were so many good musicians in Detroit at the time. There were Tommy Flanagan, there was Kenny Burrell, there was Barry Harris, there was Yusuf Lateef, there was Doug Watkins, but it was so on. The great musicians that later became internationally known came out of Detroit, and I was right among them, and I wasn't a musician. I was just like the music. It's like what it, I had a vibraphone then, but they knew that they respected me to get in my place so they could play. And I could get the place for them.
I've heard CDs of you playing the vibraphone. So when you say you weren't a musician, if I may, I think you're overly modest. On the list of the CD of you playing the vibraphone, if there's one that you could choose, and tell us about it.
Okay, St. Louis Blues.
Sheer, you're playing the St. Louis Blues in the background on the vibraphone. Tell us about this experience and the song. Tell us about playing the St. Louis Blues.
Tell you about the playing this blues. This was the first time that I played this song on this recording. And everything I played on the recording was the first and only time, because I didn't have time to play it over. In the studio, in this particular studio, some group of young men in Los Angeles, one with the big blonde hair and riding on his motorbike with nine other guys, saw me on the street in L.A. one day playing, and they said, well, come on, we'll take you over to the studio. They took me over to the studio, and this is what you hear. And it's the only time I played it. Because I played one tune after another to finish it.
So all the other tunes on this CD, you played at that time?
Yeah. At that time, right after, one after another.
And you didn't know these guys?
No.
Pretty amazing.
See, this is experience of a musician on the street, no matter what he is, on the street, if he can play, you'll recognize. They recognize me.
He just wanted the music.
Well, he played bass on one of these tracks. He's playing the bass on two of the songs.
Yeah, I heard that.
But you can tell he's not a bass player. So the guys wouldn't let him play. The other guys wouldn't let him play no other tunes.
So tell us about music. What does music do for you?
Music is an experience that one must live it constantly to enjoy it. The only way I can explain it is as a composer. I'm a composer. And that means whatever music I hear, I'm hearing it for a purpose. I can fit it in somewhere. I am, and I'm constantly, as I look out the window here and see the trees, and think, I can make a melody from these things, you know. That's where my thinking goes.
Oliver Scherer, our guest here in the studios of Radio Curious, recorded on March 2nd, 2009. I can tell by the twinkle in your eye that there's a topic that you want to share with us.
Yes, the topic that I want to share with you is that I was pretty much resigned to be a retired musician when you saw me last. And now, after a couple of my friends have gone on, I've decided to go back in there and do what I can to play my part. So I have decided to go back to work of my work, to work on my symphony, and that's what I'll be doing from now on.
Tell us about your symphony.
Well, I would rather you hear it.
I know it's called the Full Circle Symphony, and that at one time you had an 80-piece orchestra playing.
Yeah, well, I had one, and they were scheduled to play at Lincoln Center.
It was scheduled and canceled. Did they give you an excuse?
They did not give me an excuse.
Then they never said why.
No, they never said why. They canceled the symphony out, and it's the first time they had ever done that. And some of the musicians, I wanted you to see the family, so you'd see some of the musicians that were supposed to play in there with me. And it was people, most of the band from Johnny Carson's show with Snooky Young and all those were supposed to be with me. And the price of the tickets was $3. So it was a very, I don't know what I would call it. But I got over it. I went to Europe after that, and I did my symphony in Europe.
While you were in Europe, you had the opportunity to learn Swedish.
Yes, yes.
How did that opportunity present itself?
Well, when I got to Sweden, I was there, and they wanted to know if I wanted to learn it, and it wouldn't cost me anything to learn it, and I could go to school and learn it. And it was good teachers, and what I found out, they received a lot of the things that I was automatically doing in my music in Sweden. For example, I started working with handicapped children, and I worked with handicapped children for about 3 years.
So this was in the 1970s?
Yeah. No, I would rather for you to hear some of the other things that I have done.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Oliver Shearer singing After Hours.
Well, in the morning when another gig is almost done, yeah, I get myself together and then I find myself the coziest den, a joint I know that's really a groove, and get the morning ready to move and start having fun. After hours, that's when all the hippies make the scene, and you know what I mean. Oh yeah, I get myself a shawty, a gin, and then some ribs and some chicken, and later on I really commence to carry on, playing blues and carrying on, and stomping blues and carrying on. Yeah. And later all the hippies get to wiggling and twisting away, and everyone is jumping and jiving, carrying on a little bit. Play the blues, someone said, good blues, play the song, play the blues, keep playing them all night long. Blues. That's the time I really play the blues, after I've paid a whole day's dues. Get it on, 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 get it on. Get them pots on to boil. Cook a little while, 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 cook a little while. After hours, after all the squares have gone to sleep, people have pulled their creek. After the people who live in the daytime have settled for sleeping and call it a night, us entertainers get ready to party till dawn's early bright. Yeah, natural blues.
blues, that's our natural song, and I can play the blues all the night long.
After hours, I can play the blues and play them right, like I do every night. Oh yeah, let's jump, let's clown, let's laugh, break down, lose your cool, let's wake up, day is about to break up. Another night of party giving, evening to living with the planet jumping round, really planet jumping round. Another night of steady playing, plenty of blues, steady playing, playing, plenty of blues. Another night of really getting with it, really for having a ball, getting ready for a ball. Oh, get it. Another night of after hours fun, when everybody is busy counting their sheep, while they're busy sleeping, enjoying really flowers after hours.
Tell us about your friends Art Tatum and Charlie Parker.
I met Art Tatum when he was in an after-hour club in Detroit, Michigan, where Tommy Flanagan and I would go there and watched Art Tatum play. And when we got to the place where he played, there was another man named Willie Hawkins that played piano, who regularly played there. And then sometimes Art Tatum would sit down and play, and sometimes Eric Garner would sit down and play. And this was between the Paradise Theater, where they would be appearing on stage, and after that, after hours, they would be in Freddie Gignard's place, and that's where, since I used to shine the shoes for all the big stars like Fats Waller and everybody, then they let me come in and watch them play. And I would bring Tommy Flanagan in, who was only 16 years old. And we would sit there and hear them play all night.
So what did you see? What did you learn from those experiences?
I learned also at this time, you know, now this is a time when I was not thinking about being a musician. I was interested in the music, what they were playing, but I wasn't interested in being a musician. I was interested in being there to help Tommy Flanagan, because Tommy Flanagan was so young, his parents would never let him be out there late to watch him unless he was out with me.
So this would have been just before the beginning of World War II, 1939, 1940?
No, this afterwards. This after. This would be about 19... Let's see. This is in the 40s, after World War II. That's 45, 46. I have little booklets at home and things, you know, to give the dates. I don't know.
Well, Oliver Shearer, I want to thank you for being with us here in the studios of Radio Curious. And before we close, can you tell us about an important idea or fact or concept that you've learned recently?
I think I would really talk to my young child today about music. And I would want him, first of all, to just know the names of Art Tatum and Charlie Parker. Don't say nothing about it to nobody, but just listen to it when he could or anything, you know. And then to explore music for as far as he could go, and take an interest in that kid that's playing in the band. You know, when you see in football games, you see the kids that are playing in the band instead of the kids. Well, you know, they could be on the television shows and all that, but just let them be interested in the music for the music itself, you know, and see, let them go as far as they can go. Not, you know, you can have to play one instrument or you have to be with one that you have to do this. You can do anything you want to in music, you know. And I've done it, and I'm not broke. I mean, I'm don't have a lot of money, you know. You can do it.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
It's so rewarding, you know. And I've seen two people since I've been here in this district. I don't dare give their names. But they have a right thing. They're the right thing.
And can you tell us about an interesting book that you've read lately?
I can't give you the title of it because it was a book I was reading in Swedish, and it was all about composers, though, and music composers. And I'd like to get that book again somewhere because one interesting composer, Italian violinist, interested me very much. He grew up about the same time as Chopin during that time. And from everybody's account, he was the kind of musician that I would like to have known.
Well, Oliver Shearer, thank you very much for being with us on Radio Curious.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be here.
Oliver Shearer is a musician and composer. The music you hear playing in the background is Mood Indigo, played by Oliver Shearer on his vibraphone. The book he recommends is printed only in Swedish and concerns the life and times of composers. Copies of this and other editions of Radio Curious can be found on our website, www.radiocurious.org. They're also available in CD format. To get a copy, visit our website for further details. At Radio Curious, we appreciate your thoughts and ideas about our programming and enjoy hearing from you. Our address is Post Office Box 7, Ukiah, that's UKIAH, California, 95482. Our email address is curious@radiocurious.org, and the phone is 707-462-6541. You've been listening to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Thank you for joining us.